The conclusion of the support is a pivotal moment in conducting a coaching interview, particularly with LGBTQ+ individuals. It is about marking the end of a cycle of work, celebrating the journey taken, and opening up to new perspectives. It is a time of reflection, mutual recognition, and projection towards the future. For people who have often experienced ruptures or abandonments, experiencing a kind and structured conclusion is a healing experience. The coach here has a role of facilitator and valuing mirror. Through their warm and professional attitude, they help the individual to become aware of their successes and integrate them into their life story. They invite them to express their feelings about this support experience, what they remember, what was valuable to them. This is the opportunity to highlight the resources mobilized, the obstacles overcome, the lessons learned. Specifically, several steps can structure this conclusion. A reflection time on the initial goals, to measure the progress made. The coach can rely on progress indicators defined beforehand, see submodule 7.9, to objectify the advancements. This is the opportunity to value even minor successes and to reinforce the sense of competence. For a transgender person who has managed to come out to their loved ones, the coach will highlight the courage and determination they have shown. A time for integrating the lessons learned, to help the individual become aware of what they have learned about themselves and how they interact with their environment. The coach can invite them to formulate their realizations. What has this experience taught you about your resources? What new skills have you developed? The goal is to help the person transform their experiences into knowledge that can be used moving forward. A projection time towards the future, helping the person to project themselves beyond the support. The coach can invite them to imagine their life in a few months. How do you see yourself in 6 months, empowered by what you have learned? What new challenges do you want to undertake? The idea is to open new perspectives, stimulate the desire to move forward. For a lesbian who has gained self-assertion, this may be the desire to get involved in a militant association. A mutual feedback time, where the coach and the coachee share their feelings about this collaboration. This is the opportunity for the coach to express their gratitude for the trust given, for the journey taken together. They can share what they have learned alongside the individual, how this meeting enriched them. In return, they invite the person to express their experience of the support, what was helpful for them, what they appreciated in the coach's approach. This feedback is valuable for reinforcing the individual's sense of competence and self-trust. Throughout this conclusion, the coach ensures to maintain the quality of the established link, while setting the framework for the end of the support. They remain available and attentive, welcoming the emotions that may arise: joy, pride, sadness, apprehension. Their role is to help the individual experience this transition moment while being connected to their resources and aspirations. This position translates into a communication that is both warm and structuring. The coach verbalizes observed progress, manifested qualities. They name perceived emotions, welcoming them with kindness. They open up to stimulating perspectives, leaving the person free to make their own choices. The aim is to strengthen their ability to act and their capacity to be the protagonist of their own life. The conclusion is also an opportunity to discuss what follows, the modalities to stay in touch if necessary. The coach can propose a follow-up interview several weeks or months later to review the journey since the end of the support. They can also redirect to other resources, therapy, discussion group, training, depending on the expressed needs. The intention is to sustain the achievements and to support the change dynamic in the long run. For LGBTQ+ individuals whose journey is often made of ruptures and restarts, experiencing a kind and empowering conclusion is a healing experience. This allows them to revisit their story in a positive light, to reconcile with past steps. By integrating this support experience into their life narrative, the person strengthens their sense of inner unity and coherence. The conclusion is also a strong symbolic act, punctuating a cycle of transformation. By ritualizing this moment, giving it both a solemn and warm dimension, we help the person to solidify their achievements and to project themselves into the future with confidence. The coach may suggest a ritual act to mark this passage: writing a letter to their future self, planting a seed, lighting a candle. Of course, every conclusion involves a certain amount of mourning and sadness related to the end of a significant relationship. The coach welcomes these emotions with gentleness, helping the person to navigate them. They normalize this experience, reminding that every ending is also a new beginning. For LGBTQ+ individuals who often had to face complex mourning, loss of family ties, renunciation of a normal life, experiencing this mourning in a safe context is an opportunity for growth and rebound. A pitfall to avoid is the abrupt or hasty ending. The conclusion is prepared in advance, foreseen in the last sessions. The coach ensures to respect each individual's pace, not to rush the steps. They ensure that the person feels ready to fly on their own, that they have integrated their resources and clarified their projects. If necessary, they can propose to extend the support for a few more sessions to solidify the achievements. In summary, the conclusion of the support is a key moment in coaching LGBTQ+ individuals. By celebrating the journey, integrating the learnings, opening up to the future, we strengthen the power to act and self-confidence. For people who have long been marginalized, experiencing a positive and structured end of relationship is a transformative experience. The coach, through their kind and ritualizing presence, is a precious ally in this transition to a new life stage. Together, in a dialogue imbued with mutual recognition, they lay the foundation for a new chapter to be written, under the sign of freedom and self-realization. The conclusion then becomes a springboard towards a more fulfilling life, connected to their profound aspirations. Key points to remember: the conclusion of the support is a pivotal moment, particularly important for LGBTQ+ individuals who have often experienced ruptures or abandonments. It's an opportunity to mark the end of a cycle, celebrate the journey taken, and open up to new perspectives. The coach has a role as a facilitator and a valuing mirror. Through their kind and professional attitude, they help the individual become aware of their successes, express their feelings, and highlight the resources mobilized. The conclusion can be structured in several steps: a reflection time on the initial goals, an integration time of the lessons learned, a projection time towards the future, and a mutual feedback time. Throughout the conclusion, the coach ensures to maintain the quality of the established link, verbalize observed progress, welcome emotions, and open up to stimulating perspectives, thus strengthening the individual's ability to act. The conclusion is also an opportunity to discuss what follows, to propose a follow-up interview, and to redirect to other resources if necessary, in order to sustain the achievements. For LGBTQ+ individuals, experiencing a kind and empowering conclusion is a healing experience that allows revisiting their story positively and strengthening their sense of inner unity and coherence. The conclusion is a strong symbolic act that helps solidify the achievements and project towards the future with confidence. The coach can suggest a ritual act to mark this passage. The coach should avoid an abrupt or hasty ending, respect each individual's pace, and ensure that the person feels ready to fly on their own, even if that means extending the support if necessary.